Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The annual Martin Luther King Jr. Breakfast is now underway this holiday morning at the Boston Convention Center, and in attendance are top political leaders, including Governor Charlie Baker, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, and both our U.S. Senators, Elizabeth Warren and Ed Markey. The breakfast is the nation's longest-running event dedicated to the memory of Dr. King. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports on King's deep and formative ties to Boston.
Two churches in Boston's South End, Union United Methodist and St. Cyprian's Episcopal, have hosted the annual breakfast for the past 44 years. Reverend Jay Williams is pastor of Union United Methodist.
There's so many really interesting and important touch points of why our celebration here in Boston runs so deep with King. It's economic justice, political justice.
Williams notes that this year's tribute comes in the wake of recent activism, such as the Black Lives Matter movement.
We are lifting up his vision, and to say that Black Lives Matter, when there's movement happening nationwide and also here locally, really pulls together what we have been trying to do for decades now, and really holding up the moral imperative, this call to justice. Part of it is about re-energizing us. King and all the leaders, they had this fire within them, so we're trying to reignite that fire.
Dr. King received his doctorate at the Boston University School of Theology.
The philosophy of nonviolence should be disseminated on a broader scale.
That was King in 1964 when he donated his personal papers to BU.
It was this university that meant so much to me in terms of the formulation of my thinking and the ideas that have guided my life. This philosophy has been a great part of the whole struggle for freedom and human dignity and the struggle in the United States.
As the son of a Baptist minister, King was already steeped in theology when he arrived in Boston in 1951. While here, he was a young minister at 12th Baptist Church in Roxbury, along with the Reverend Michael Haynes.
My first impression, wow, this guy is powerful.
Haynes says King's sermons were compelling.
They attracted a lot of attention because you didn't get that much of social justice from ministers in the area during that period of time. His curiosity and his pursuit into Gandhi and other great writers, lighting a lamp of something that you didn't hear about every day.
At this morning's MLK breakfast, members of Boston's clergy community will be asking for more public help for the homeless. In reaction to the closing of a shelter on Long Island, a coalition of churches is opening a day shelter. The space at the Old South Church is a place where homeless people can stay warm and get other assistance during the day. Reverend Jay Williams says it's a fitting way to follow Dr. King's call for social and economic justice.
There's still too many people who go to bed hungry every night, who go to sleep without a bed, and there's income and wealth disparities, and in addition to the in-your-face injustices that are happening. So we really cannot rest.
And the Black Lives Matter movement in Boston, Williams says, just proves Martin Luther King's mission remains as fresh today as when he lived in this city more than 60 years ago. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.